welcome to the second annual Team Building Exercise Awards Gala. I'm your host, G-Money, the Goblin. As you can see, we have celebrities walking down the red carpet tonight as always. I've invited all my friends. You know, all two of them. Here are my minions to do the show. Rob and Jack from the Dead Zone, the podcast. And Coach from Family of Gamers 777. And the new Third Sphere Warpath podcast. Alright guys, get to work!
Well, thank you, Georgie. That's a nice intro. Yeah, I think your list is getting to your head. He's scowling at me. I am Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach.
And we're here to do the second annual award show. It should be fun times. And we'll see how this goes. Anybody have anything to say?
No, I'm ready to get into it. Georgie looks dapper in his tuxedo. I think Georgie, the goal with the bling and like the high end couture, it's really working for him.
Hmm. I think the assless chaps are a little much, but other than that, it's okay.
I haven't looked at him from the full 360, so I'll stay the north end.
Okay.
Thank you, my loyal subjects. Thank you. Settle down. Settle down. Now, we're going back to our host buffoons. This first segment will be all the elite list the guys have decided to remake. First up is my pal Jack. I know his list will be great. Yeah, I like Jack.
Thank you, Georgie. Thank you. Much like bagpipes, you are always a welcome addition to any podcast. So I just want to make sure you get your props, my fine emerald colored friend. So we're starting off with the redux of our elite list that we did and we weren't happy with. So my contribution is one that I think is going to be a bit uncontroversial. In fact, most people already know who I'm going to do, but I redid my Veerman list.
What?
Really?
Because it was still in the beta stages when we did it, and there were some changes in the meantime that the lists we did then, I don't think anyone would do now.
Right.
I understand.
So we're going to start with the Piper. Obviously, we'll gloss over him as a leader. He's all right. He's all right.
Oh, I still like him.
Yeah, nothing to write home about. He didn't make a worse general. If that's
spoilers. If that's
So for troops, I have a one crawler.
Just one.
Yes, I have four stalkers.
Wait, one crawler, four stalkers. Okay, go ahead.
That is correct. And the first list I did was kind of similar, so we're not changing anything up too much. I have my first specialist is the Night Terror with Spitter, and that I think I had that on my original list as well.
Yeah, and we gave you a hard time because you took the Spitter.
Yeah, and again, I still think that there's a little room for Spitter action. But
that's just in your bedroom, huh?
Oh, we're working blue. The only award
it's
show
a special that event
still allows for that kind of tomfoolery and hijinks. The difference in my list comes in the form of four nightmares with a pair of drills each.
Four.
Yeah, the cost now for 23 points for a nightmare with a pair of drills. That change right there fundamentally changes the entire way the list works. We were getting one or two nightmares before, but just a change in their base cost. So, and then to round that out, because the Piper is the Piper, he's got those two those two freebies, the rat swarms.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my list. Again, not because I think it was particularly bad, the first one, not because there was another list from another faction that I didn't care for. Things have been updated, and I wanted to update my list to be with the times. That's what people like about me, is that I'm in now.
You're always at the cutting edge of technology, right, Jack?
Oh, yeah. My finger is on the pulse of all that is hip and cool.
I think what this shows is that Jack actually loves the Veermen, because who cares to redo them? But Jack, he loves them enough to actually go back in there and make sure it's correct.
Well, I mean, it makes sense, Jack, because, you know, they are better now. Because we did this show pre beta FAQ for them, right? So that's why, you know, you wanted to go back and reestablish the, you know, the hierarchy of the Veermen.
Yes, maybe people who listen to that show might think, oh, I wonder what he would if, and now they know.
And you've put to bed all the crazy contradictions and hearsay and whatnot, right? Just let's get rid of it out in the open. I got you, well, Jack. I'm with you.
Yeah, there can't possibly be any dissenting in the world at large, any dissenting opinions or anything about people's brashness or commercials or what constitutes a quality list.
Right. I love commercials.
So that was your list then, Jack?
Yes, yes. And I'm going to throw it to you to what did you decide was your go-to for a refresher?
Yes, what did you do?
What did I do? What did you do? I felt bad because my plague list was really just a redo of my other plague list. So I decided to make a legitimate plague list that is different. That was my choice. And what I did was I took the... I took Dr. Simmons, obviously. And this time I went a little different with the list. Instead of... I think I had 10 zombies before. I think that was what my thing was. I think this time I took 6 zombies. Because really, zombies are the only choice for the troops in that list. You can't take stage 3s, but I think zombies are the way to go, and I like them. But It's where my specialist changed. I didn't last time I went all Striders. This time I changed it up, and I took, because of Jack. Jack convinced me. I took 2 Plague Enforcers, because mostly for the armor. It's nice to have armor in a plague list. That's kind of a little bit more rare. So I went with a little tougher list here. They both have, or one of them has ammo. I think I had extra 2 points at the end, so I just gave one ammo. So he's got an experimental weapon with ammo. And then I took, I think I was influenced also by both your lists. I took 2 Plague Teratons.
Mm.
And one of the Plague Teratons I gave Energy Shield 3. Because an energy shielded Teraton, that's like a nightmare for me. I wake up in cold sweats. And so you got teleporting, you got shields, and you got their... That's good. The enforcers will be my shooters, I think, mostly. And the Teratons will be my punchers, hopefully backed up with the plague zombies. But then, to show that I don't completely hate stage 3s, I took 2 stage 3 specialists, and both of them HMGs, and both of them have hollow sights. This is... I'm still hearkening back to Coach's... a tournament in the summer, and it was those people who did this combo, and it was a really good combo. It turns them pretty much into snipers,
right?
And with suppression, which is kind of nice.
You know, it's always good to put that on there, because, and then you get one extra with the holo sight. You never know, you might cause a wound, but you're definitely suppressing.
Yeah, yeah, it was a really nice combo, and I felt like I might as well give it a chance. So that was 200 points right on the nose, and it was, I think it's a bit more of a legitimate list. Then the other one's legitimate. It's just really pretty plain.
Yeah, but this one has that whiff, that taste of that aggressive East Coast.
Yeah,
you came away from that a changed man. That experience, you have become more aggressive with your lists since.
Yes, I think my list building after that tournament, if I ever want to build one that was actually competitive, I really base it on what I saw there because, yeah, there were some mean people there.
As well they should be.
So that was my list, Coach. What about you? What did you decide to do here?
Well, I wanted to do a list that, obviously we did, and I just want to do something different. So like Jack, I went back and, you know, when things changed, this was change, I went and did my enforcer list over. Mm-hmm. So last time I took long range observer. So now this time I could actually take recon, and I took recon with six pathfinders as troops. And you know why I took six pathfinders as troops?
Why?
Because that's the only troop you can take. So therefore I took that. I took as my specialist two dog drones, and rounding it all off, this is the pre-FAQ thing, is I took four assault enforcers.
Oh.
Yeah, after they got fixed, you went all out.
You know what? They just giving them frenzy makes a huge difference, man. They're so much better, and they're one victory point, man. You can't go wrong for them. They're only 14 points. I love them. So recon, six pathfinders, four assault, two dog drones. A lot of shooting, a little bit of combat, all in all fun.
That is very similar to the list that I did for our team building exercise, the award-winning team building exercise that we did for the enforcers. But now, like the Veermen, they're new and improved, and stay on top of those things.
Yeah, and you know what? That just harkens back. The reason we gave it frenzy is because that just harkens back to Brawler. Remember Brawler?
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, I always liked that rule. I thought it was good. So by giving them frenzy, it makes them a lot more viable, I think. And, you know, when you're going up against Khaleesi or Brockers or, you know, stuff that fights on a three or a four, you're going to need that. You know, you're going to need that. So, you know, I like the assault enforcers a lot. So, and therein lies my list. I went the cheap and ugly way of actually giving you an extra list, but, you know, that's just me.
No, that's good. It's good to cover stuff. The elite lists, there was a lot less selection. So it was to even redo any, I think, was, hard pressed to actually redo any of the list, just because most of them, maybe not all of them, most of them had a not great selection. You're kind of confined to certain things, and I think most of them we covered all the things between the three of us. So
yeah,
to find some differences,
because I think honestly, if we were gonna like make another list, it was gonna probably run into one of our like the list I didn't make. I would make, but it would look like Jack's list, or it would look like your list, and. You know, we would just kind of bounce around like that. But, you know, there's a lot less selection. But I think that's the whole point of the elite lists.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. That's what they're stuck with, and they have to use those ones. Right. And I think that about covers it. I think that was pretty good. We remade some elite lists. So, Georgie, please take us into commercial.
What? Not enough marauders. Rob doesn't care about goblins. And now go to the commercial while I warm up my pimp hand.
Rob, get your stink ass over here.
Hey, oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamer 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh, cool. I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamer 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So, Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know? Alright, we're done with Rob. Right, Rob? Yeah. Now it's time for the second annual Team Building Exercise Awards. The first category we'll be covering is the worst leader. I'm looking at you, Rob. If you say any marauders, there will be a reckoning. Jack, what's your worst leader?
It's probably Tyler.
Thank you, Georgie. The addition of the monocle? Perfect. Perfect. So, the next category we're going to be during this award gala that we're going to be discussing is going to be the worst general or worst leader. And this is an overall. This season happened to be the elite lists, but these categories are all going to be in general. So I'm going to start with, I think, a kind of controversial. Oh. Kind of controversial. Yeah. I went with the Chief Brocker.
What?
Yeah, as a leader, I can see it.
Tactician 1, Recon 5, that's not so good. He's 26 points. 26 points is kind of expensive, but not outrageous. Fights on 3+, that's nice. But his splat, the lucky strike.
All right, you know what? You lost me, then you brought me right back in.
I had to. If I didn't preface it by saying, you know, the Tactician 1, Recon 5, that's pretty meh. 26 points, a little pricey. But his splat is just, I think, I don't know. Possibly it's my bias on the way scavenging items works in a lot of the scenarios. But to exchange an item you have in your hand for a random item from the pool that may or may not be any better, for me, it just has this whiff of I don't know, not for me. So that's my choice.
My argument is, what if you don't play with items? Now what do you do?
Well, that's totally useless then, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I will say, to stick up for him, I will say that the one positive about him, and he's 2 victory points, not 1 victory point now. You get him into a fight and he survives, man. He's got a 3+. He's got the hammer, which is now, you know, AP 1, and he's got a 4+ save with tough and frenzy. He's a really good specialist. You know what I mean? He's a really good specialist.
Exactly.
That's the way I see him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's just not a very good leader.
right.
Or even he'd be even a good merc, like a merc or a character or whatever. But just his leadership ability is in question, I think.
And you know what the problem is? You know, this is what I was discussing with the boys before. The problem is he's 26 points, and you know, for a few more points you can get the Steel Warrior Huskarl. Problem is that when you're making a Forge Follow list, you always have a bunch of points left over. And I mean a lot of points left over. And it's not enough to add a gun or a grenade or even another guy. It's like this weird Deuteronomy that comes up, and it's hard to make their list. You know what I'm saying? When you guys ever like really try to make a list, and I even try to hoard it out, and you take him, but he's 26 points. Everybody else has got like 20 point leaders, 12 point leaders, you know, and it's hard. It's really hard with them. It really is hard. So, you know, but I do agree with Jack with the splat, man. It's just, I've always hated that splat.
Yeah. And you hit the nail right on the head. The Huskarls, you just throw a couple extra points and this, you don't need him. You don't need the Chief Brocker at all, really. But I knew there'd be some discussion. It wasn't a slam dunk, but I think we can all agree that he ain't good. So Rob, let's see what you got. What's your choice for the worst general?
Jack, I'm so surprised you resisted the urge to do a Rick and Morty. Show me what you got.
Show me what you got.
You're like halfway there. I was like, oh, he's going to say it. He's going to say it. And then he didn't. I was like, oh. What did I get? I chose, I think a popular choice here would be the Commando Sergeant. 18 points, 1 VP, which is fine. His Recon's 4+, which is average. Tactician 1 sucks. But the thing that his splat is only good for Commandos. So you'd have to have a Commando Heavy Army. Not great for Marauders. And for 4 more points, you can get the Commando Captain. Like, why would anyone ever take a Commando Sergeant? Mm. The Commando Captain is so much better for his splats and his Recon 3+ and his Tactician 2. And I think in comparison, out of all the lists, when you compare them all, when you look at the leaders, this is one leader I would never probably ever take. And
and the option being his, for a couple more points, you can get one of the best leaders.
Yeah, exactly. Which I think he might have won best leader when we did the lists last year.
Mm. That's so, the one that actually that Georgie actually let slide by last time.
Yeah, the one he didn't correct. Yeah,
right.
But yeah, so that's why I chose him. I think he looks like well, I won't say what he looks like, but it's not pleasant. And I think he's pretty damn useless. Even the Marauder Warlord's better than him. So,
you know, he's almost like an elite list guy, because if you're going to take a commando heavy army, like super commando heavy army, then you'd be awesome in it, because you could reroll any test that you take a commando with. So you take commandos, commando specialists,
but that's it.
And that's it. And then, you know, yeah. Maybe you take something big, you know, something, I don't know, take one or two suits or you whatever just to round it out.
Yeah, like if a Ripper suit was a commando or something, his ability would be a lot better, or a Hulk or something. But yeah,
right.
When you just got commandos and commando specialists as your full army, that's not great.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know. That's, I guess, the way to hoard the board with the Marauders.
I'd rather take goblins, frankly, and that's saying something for me. So, Coach, what leader have you fallen upon to rip on?
Honestly, I think it'll be more controversial than Jack's. I'm going to go with my worst leader is the Stage 3A General.
Yeah. Ooh.
Because, you know, although he moves on a 2-3, size 1, he's awesome stats of 6-5-5, Tactician 1, Recon 4+, which is average. Infection is basically you kill a guy, you can make a zombie. But, you know, for almost double the points, you take one of the greatest leaders in the game, which is above him. And I've done the general a bunch of times. And I know there was a thing on Facebook that guys were saying, oh, this the stage one, he's just too slow. Nobody takes him. I don't know, man. I disagree, vehemently disagree, because I take him all the time. You compare that. The only reason I think the general's terrible is because the stage one is so good. And it's almost like what you just said in your pick.
Yeah.
Stage one is the man. That's it, man. If I could take four of them, it'd be awesome.
That's Jack's heaven right there.
Right. I mean, Jack, you play a lot more Plague than us. I know you've taken the general.
Yes. But
you take the general on the protest or just like,
not today.
Giggles.
You know, the problem is his stats are the same as the troop.
Right. Because he's essentially a stage three.
Right. And he is cheap, but he's – when you have – the Plague has such a wide variety of shooters and melee and different ranges of toughness and stuff. Mm-hmm. Really, he kind of gets lost in – in that, I don't think your pick is as controversial as you led us to believe. I think you can make a very good case, and I don't think very, very many people would be able to argue against it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure, because he is overshadowed by a really good guy, and his ability is pretty good, but it's so hard to pull off. I think Jax maybe pulled it off all the times he's taken him, maybe once or twice or maybe even three times, but it's rarer than you think that you happen to have a splat when you happen to kill a guy, and it just never really happens that much. You get some zombies running around.
But also, do you have a splat and then you reroll it to get another thing? You know what I mean? Like, is that like, it's a crappy ability, I won't even bother. You know what I mean? It's
or what's the chance I'm going to kill somebody this round? And yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like, you know, whatever.
And when it first came out, zombies were a different animal.
They were a lot better. Yeah.
Yeah,
a zombie pop up. It was like, oh, I have to deal with that right now. Yeah. Now a zombie pops up, and it's like, oh,
I'll sneeze on it, and it'll die, and it'll be all good.
Yeah, and all. I mean, I understand that when the zombie pops up, he's pinned because it makes sense, you know, because
he's just standing up.
Yeah, it's you know he's dead, and now like you know it's kind of like any zombie movie. The guy dies and like comes off the floor, so he should be pinned.
Yeah,
but you know, I mean, zombies are 6 points.
Yeah, just buy them.
You know, right? So if I really want that, then I'll do it that way.
Yeah,
but, right.
pretty good.
Yeah, I don't like him.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I think all of our choices were pretty good there. I agree with all of them. I can't argue any of them. Anybody going to argue any of them? I don't think so. I think we're all happy.
No, I think we made pretty good points as to why we chose them, and I don't think anyone had any dissenting opinions. Hopefully the show continues along in that
we're all just very friendly
fashion.
Was there anybody else that either of you had on your radar that you were humming and hawing about?
Yes.
Who else were you thinking about, Coach?
Go ahead, Jack. You go first.
The GCPDS, I know Gotham City does hire the finest, but I am still not sold on leadership there. And I hummed and hawed a little bit about delving in a little deeper into that, but I don't have the experience to really come out and say this is why. Like, to put my finger on it would be too difficult. So I said, okay, I'll back off. But
I felt the same way. I didn't even look at GCPS. I haven't played him enough to really know which one would be good and which one would be bad.
The general's the best out of all of them, I think.
And like the Asterians have what's his name? Cypher Prime is pretty expensive, and I think the other ones are a little bit better than him. But
the Dervish or the Black Talon guys, those are good too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think out of the four, first Asterians have a lot of leadership, and he's the worst of the Asterians. But there's worse choices, obviously. I think we chose it. Brocker was actually, the Chief Brocker was on my list. I was like, oh yeah, he's not very good for it. But then I was like, he's a really good fighter. Like, he's good for it as a model. He's just not very good as a leader. So I kind of, that disqualified him for me. But
I'll tell you what, somebody chose him. I do take him, and I always re-roll the splat, but what I do is I run him up, and I let him fight, and he kicks ass in a fight, but, you know, and then if you do kill him, you know, you lose two victory points, but, you know, you only lose one tack dice, so it's not terrible. I mean, it sucks to lose a leader, don't get me wrong, I don't advise it, but, you know, but he's like one of those disposable leaders.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if he gets killed, you know, whatever.
But bringing up the model, like what Rob said, the model, I like the physical model.
Oh, yeah.
I love the model.
Yeah.
I love
Remember that. When we first discovered him, Jack? We're like, oh, my God, look how cool he looks.
Yeah.
Well, I think that wraps up the leaders.
Oh, I didn't pick mine.
Oh, I thought you already said yours. Sorry, Coach.
No. Nimrath.
Oh, yeah. As he an elite sucks. List, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a four-shoot. Six fight and a five survive. Tactician 2, one armor, but his splat is you could re-roll any number of remaining command dice. I mean, it's not bad. Recon 3+. He just, I don't think he does much.
No, that's right. Yeah.
You know, and then I'm surprised none of you said the Mumalonka.
I was going to say him. Once again, it would have been the same reason for the Chief Brocker. He's a really good model, but he's just not a very good leader.
Right.
Yeah, and there's plenty of show left for him to crop up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I get it. Every leader is inferior compared to me. But let's see which ones you chose. The envelope, please. Yep, just as I thought. Who cares what they say? I hate all the other guys. West Side! Yeah, next up, we have the worst troop. Not goblins. Take it away, Jack.
Thank you, Georgie. That was a spirited introduction. I can't in good conscience agree with what you've said, but here we are in front of the live studio audience. So let me just carry on with what is the worst troop, the worst overall troop. And last year at this time, I would have said crawlers and stalkers. Hands down. No question. Now we're at the the after adjustment phase, and stage 3A is my choice.
Mm.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. 655 for the stat line is pretty, I think, is just on a numerically.
And they just have rifles. Like, if you want a 3A, you're going to go with the specialist.
And that's the thing. The crawlers are the same cost, same stats, but their weapon is a little less range. I'll cop to that. But their weapon's better. So you get the rapid fire and stuff. So I think the crawlers have superseded what was basically the base gate. Like right from version one, the stage 3As were, you know, the kind of the worst of the worst, like the chaff. And I'm gonna have to say they've been returned to that position. And to round out my reasoning, the rest of the faction, the Plague faction, has so many good troops.
Yeah.
Like and so many good specialists and so many such a wide variety that even if they were a little bit better, they still get lost in.
Yeah. In why would you take them when you could take dogs or zombies? Like.
Mm.
Right. Right.
Or 2As.
Or 2As. That's right. I forgot their troops. Yeah. Jeez.
So really, maybe not the worst, but considering what their competition is within the faction, and that's my choice. So, Rob, maybe you disagree, maybe you agree.
Well, you did give good reasons, but I still chose the crawlers as the worst. It's that shoot of 6, fight of 5, survive of 5. They do move 2-3. That's only, what's that?
Same as a 3A.
I know, but range 4 with a weapon, that's nearly useless. It does have a way to fire, and rapid fire, which you never use, that's kind of useless. They are improved, but I think for a troop, for 10 points in 1 VP, they're pretty bad.
Mm.
But they are improved, but they're still pretty bad. Like, when I have to choose troops for the Veerman lists, I'm always like, ugh, I have to choose between crawlers and stalkers, and I always almost take stalkers just because they do have a fight of 4. At least they're fighting average.
Right.
Like, and really, you're giving up range 4, but they're 2-3. They can run up on people anyway. So if I have to take a troop, I'm going to take a stalker, and I just really hate the crawlers. And I really like the models even. And I definitely don't, I'm not a fan of the Veerman crawlers. That's all I have to say.
Also, you got to glue those two hands together, and that's a pain in the butt.
Yeah. Or just, I don't like those. For the Veerman troops, I don't like them. I think Jack was right when you first said it. They should be more naked. They should be a little bit more, like, not so armored up because they don't have armor. And they should just be like rats. I think that's the better look for them.
Mm.
But you rats did, and rags.
You did I kind of glossed over it in my argument about the range 4, but you did pick up on it. And it is, I think, what may make them – it ties it up anyways.
Yeah.
Range 4, you might as well, like, you're basically in hand-to-hand at that point anyways. Yeah,
exactly.
So,
yeah, anything range 4, I'm avoiding at most times. So, well, the only thing worse would be a flamethrower, so.
Pistols or the shotguns? Or
well, pistols. Nobody shoots with a pistol, I don't think. Shotguns at least have knockback. These have a way to fire. They're not the worst weapons on a thing. I just, when it all combines together, I'd rather... I kind of like the look of the 3As better than crawlers, and like you say, they're pretty equal. But please, coach, what have you chosen as your worst troop? I can only imagine you have a encyclopedic mind of all the troops. So
yeah, you know what? It's a new one. I agree with you on the crawlers, man. I'm with you. I'm with you 100%.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I was expected to stand alone on that one.
No, I do, but if I have my druthers and it was one of the two, and since you picked that one, I'm gonna let everybody know that the worst one is the corporation recruit.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the corporation recruit. He is terrible.
that's why I'm here.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot totally about it. What is that, sevens?
Yeah, 6, 7, 5.
Yeah.
All right, 6 points. The only thing is the difference between him, the reason he's terrible is, if you think about it, a zombie is the same price, okay? And a zombie doesn't have a shoot stat. They do have a shoot stat, although it's a 6, range 6, okay? And it's, you know, you have rapid fire, but at a 6 stat, you're not hitting anything. The only difference is the recruit has a fight of 7 and the zombie has a fight of 5.
Yeah.
They both move at a 1-2. They are both size 1. The zombie is 0 VPs, and the corporation recruit is 1 VP. So there you go. They're pretty horrible. They're pretty horrible. So
once again, also you'd never take them. The other choices are so much better. You would never take those guys.
Right. That was my next point. Was it 2 points more? You take a Corporation Marine.
Yeah.
And then for 11 points, you take the vet.
Yeah.
Which is and the veteran is so good. Like,
right.
Yeah, he's like a specialist. Yeah.
Well, yeah. the veteran shoots on a 5, but he's got weight of fire 1. So it's just, it's crazy, man. I mean, if you're going to take a cheap one, you take the Corporation Marine. And if you want to just spend a little bit extra, you get that veteran.
Yeah. I can't deny that one. I totally forgot about GCPS, but that's a really, really good choice.
Yeah.
I think Coach won this round.
Yeah.
If
we both thought about it, we probably would have come to that one too. Yeah.
Yeah. If we had a little more time, we would have did it. But yeah, definitely. Definitely.
But that I think all of our choices were good though.
Yeah, I think the Corporation Recruit would have been, if we picked something else, it would have been like, there's got to be one more. You know, the forces of nature wouldn't have let us get away with that one.
Yeah, I think when Georgie tears that envelope open, it has to be the Recruit. There's no question. I would call into question the legitimacy of the judging and the panel in its entirety if it's not the Recruit.
Well, other than Rob, which Georgie hates, at this point in time, no one's picked an orc. Other than Rob.
Yeah, I chose Orc already. Yeah.
Right. So
I've only chose one so far, amazingly, though. I didn't choose Commandos as worst troop. They're not the worst troop. That's why I didn't choose Commandos. They're actually pretty useful for a troop.
Yes. No, they are good. Yeah. Those are, yeah. I mean, you know, I wish the Forge Fathers had something similar to that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There should be a kind of, well, they do have the Brockers, but they're not cheap enough.
Right. They're not cheap, you know, not at all.
So that's it. Next will be Georgie will bring us into the specialist, I guess. So we'll come back. I think we're going to a break, right, Georgie?
Yeah, those were the choices. Now the envelope to see the overall worst troop. The worst troop is an enforcer. There's one guy who patrols the third sphere who I really hate. That guy's a jerk. I'm going to let you finish, but now I bet you want to hear a hot dough album.
G-Tel Records presents Georgie the Goblin's new hit record, Orcs Bop, with such hits as Goblin Style.
Welcome, Goblin Style. Goblin Style.
I can't get no extra shoot dice.
I can't get no extra shoot dice. I can't get no extra shoot dice. On a 5, on a 5, on a 5, on a 5. I can't get no. I can't get no.
Ooh yeah. Stuck in the middle with you.
Play to the left of me. Ramps to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
I always feel like somebody's tagging me.
I always feel like somebody's tagging me. And I have a 5-up save. Oh, whoa. I always feel like somebody's tagging me. Or is it a trackball team?
My personal favorite, Goblin City.
Take me down to the Goblin City where the orcs aren't green and the hulks aren't pretty. Won't you please take me home? Take me down to the Goblin City where the orcs aren't green and the hulks aren't pretty. Won't you please take me home?
Back in green.
Cause I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Well, I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Well, I'm back. Well, I'm back in green. Yes, I'm back in green.
I am Georgie. A very special duet with his cousin Boomer, To All the Hulks I've Loved Before.
Hulks I've loved before, who traveled in an Algorand. I'm glad they came along. I dedicate this song to all the Hulks I've loved before.
Also, as an added bonus track, last year's hit song, Eye of the Goblin.
Yeah, it's the Eye of the Goblin. It's the thrill of Dead Zone rising up to the challenge of a 7 fight. And the last non-survivor of all the goblins, he lives because he has the Eye of the Goblin.
All of these finger-snapping and toe-tapping songs, and more, found on Orc's Bop by Georgie the Goblin. That is Orc's Bop from Georgie the Goblin. That is Orc's Bop. Available now from all fine record stores in the Galactic Sphere. Buy it now.
Thank you, thank you. You love me. My music isn't just music. It's medicine, okay? Now, we got to get back. We're specialists. Jack?
Thank you, Georgie. And we find ourselves in the daunting task of figuring out the worst overall specialist. And this one's vexing. There's very few bad specialists. So
I think he's being facetious.
Facetious?
I'm being sarcastic. So my choice for the worst specialist, you know what? I almost went with the Jedwan medic, except for I like the aesthetics of the Jedwan. So
stop it. Pick the one you play that you don't want to play. Stop with the aesthetics.
Aesthetics come into it, Coach.
Yeah,
it's not all about how good they play.
Yes, it is.
Well, only for you, because you're a uber gamer.
Come on.
Well, for us, it's what they look like.
There's no wrong suggestions.
Except for what Georgie decides is wrong.
Right, but you guys, you see, I'm above that. I look past the looks.
Oh,
and I go to the inside.
We're very shallow. We're shaming. We're body shaming. These
about, you guys are worried about looks. I'm worried about how the damn things play. And you're worried about looks. That's
true.
Coach has transcended my shallow looking at the veneer of things. So I'll just move on to why I don't play or would never play my choice. And my choice, despite its looks, because I love them, the Z.
Oh, I thought you were going so a different way. Yeah, just see, there yeah, you go, I Coach, because he loves the Zs.
They're genetically mutated monkeys. Like what? That is like if someone were to look into my soul and go, "What makes your world go round?" A genetically modified monkey driving a rocket-powered jet car across salt flats. But I digress.
We haven't got that vehicle for the seas yet.
Wait, it sounds like there's no hate. It sounds like you like it.
Yes, with their shoot 7, fight 7, survive 6, there's plenty of hate to go around. Mm. And again, I think it might be my bias, but the scavenging as their ability, but also just the concept in scenarios and having an ability that relies on a specific scenario that isn't there's a lot of detriment to their usability at all, and their scavenging is not going to offset the 7s for their shoot or fight. It's just not. So that is my choice. And Rob, you seem surprised at that.
I was surprised, actually.
Oh, I knew it because I mentioned it on the live stream.
No, I'm surprised because I thought he chose the one I chose, which is the Survey Drone.
Yep.
The only thing worse than having 7s for a fight and shoot and fight is having nothing for a shoot and fight. They're 1 point more than a Z. They move 2-3, which is nice, but survive 4+, which they're a little bit survivable, but what is the point? People, you can take objectives, you can pick things up, but it's like...
Wait, but they have agile.
Yeah, agile. I'd rather take a real troop. Like, I'm sorry, I'd rather take any of the other. I'd rather take a Z, frankly. If you're worried about picking items up, a Z can pick three items up. So, and he can take an objective just as well, and you save a point. But I hate survey drones, and anybody who thinks survey drones are useful, I think have an agenda. I think they're working for a big survey drone, big business. They have being paid by the survey drone man, trying to get more survey drone sales out there because they are terrible.
So the guy who makes the survey drones is a guy with a long white beard, and he strokes it all the time, and he laughs, and he has a cat, and he pets it all the time.
Yeah.
He has an evil, maniacal laugh and whatnot.
And he writes checks to the rules committee.
Right. And he goes, take off spotter.
Exactly.
And then he makes him, throws him out into the solar system. Now go, my Dimnesians of the deep.
Yeah, I saved $10 off by our production costs because we took off spotter from these vehicles.
Right.
And one of his minions in like a speed suit turns and goes, but sir, and then he just yells, take off spotter, and it echoes throughout the hollow chamber of his underground volcanic lair. You go, yes, sir.
Well, and he slams his glass on the desk, and it like cracks open. He's bleeding, but he doesn't care, and he's pointing at the guy dripping blood and says, you heard what I said, take off spotter.
That's right.
And then he looks nervously down at the plexiglass he's standing on, and he sees the sharks swimming around there and knows he's one button push away from being
yes sir.
So we agree spotter's pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, the survey drone is survey. Spotter's good.
I mean, survey drone. I wish it was spotter. So coach, can you beat what we said? Is there anyone worse than those two?
Yep.
Oh,
would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
He is the specialist. Why would you ever take the Morbius bomber?
Yeah. He's blowing up a beautiful dog.
Here we go. Well, they both move at a 2-3. They both fight on a 4. They both survive on a 5. They have the same weapon. The only difference is that the Morbius bomber has a boom of 4. But he's 2 points more. And when you blow him up, if you want to blow him up, your opponent gets the victory points anyway.
Yeah.
So what's the perk? I mean, all right, Jack, you, I don't know about Rob, but I know you've played some Marauders. I've played some Marauders. You ever take a bomber? Morbius bomber?
I like the Morbius a lot. I like everything about it.
Right.
And I've always put one or two in the mix. So that if anyone...
That's not the question, sir.
But
the question is, would you take the bomber?
I have taken the bomber in the past. I will say that I don't think I have ever had one of the bombers killed in melee and it do anything. I don't think I've ever gotten the extra points out of having that bomb as a surprise or as a tactical thing. And I certainly wouldn't detonate one, like run one in and detonate it unless right. It was under very specific circumstances.
How much does a bomber cost?
It's 14 as opposed to 12.
14 points. You could buy 3 grenades almost.
Right.
Just buy grenades. They're only frag 3 instead of frag 4, but I'd rather have something that you don't give the other guy VPs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and you can get 3 of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not reusable. It's not like he blows up and reconstructs himself. I agree, right. That's a pretty bad one.
Yeah.
I'm frankly amazed nobody chose a medic like Jack said. Any of the medics or any of the engineers, all pretty bad.
Well, I think that someone would.
Yeah,
I think if we had to pick two, I think the three of us would have picked medics.
Yeah, I Jed 1 medic was right up there because at least the other medics can fight. Jed 1 medic can't even fight.
Yeah, but he does have an energy shield 3.
But once again, for his points, I give an energy shield to a Terraton. So,
right.
So I expected some of those results, but. Coach came in once again with that special one. You're going deep. You're going deep dives on these guys.
I like to go deep.
No goblins, obviously. Yep, that's what I thought. No goblins. What? Who's the worst then? I've already said all the rest. So who's the worst vehicle?
Okay, thank you, Georgie. And I'm glad to see that you, I don't know where you got that miniature vehicle you rode in. It was like a Shriner coming in there, the spinners and the underlights. It's very nice. I think a good segue. Thank you. So our next category is going to be the worst vehicle. And my choice, maybe not the worst vehicle ever, but like Georgie's hookah, it's unnecessarily expensive and it's really style over substance, in my opinion. And I chose for the worst vehicle, the Thor Pattern Iron Ancestor.
Mm.
62 points. 5 VPs. And I think that's a lot. Like, 5 VPs is quite a bit. Like, mm-hmm. you can kill an entire Veerman horde of troops and not get 5 VPs. 62 points is very expensive. And the problem is you go with the regular Iron Ancestor and you've already got, like, a top-notch vehicle. It's right there. They have access to a far superior in the faction, a far superior vehicle. So I think maybe not the worst vehicle in the game by every metric, but I think for the Forge Fathers, that's my opinion. You just take the regular Iron Ancestor.
Now, but Jack, how much did you say the Thor Pattern was?
62 points, unless that has changed.
Yeah, that's changed. That's why I was double checking it.
It's down still expensive, though, isn't it?
Well, he's 55.
Yeah.
55.
Well, he's 55. And
how many VPs?
Frenzy 2. Same VPs.
Yeah, see. It's those 5 VPs. That's
I would still say, I stand by it. I'm not going to hum and haw now. I made a mistake by looking at old data, but
I see what you're saying. I know what you're saying. But he is, you know, he is cheaper and he has Frenzy 2. But
yeah, the regular Iron Ancestor has a lot of bells and whistles that I think, yeah. So I stand by that. That's that is my choice.
Okay.
So Rob, what is it that you thought was the worst vehicle?
Well, I'm going to make you a little angry with this one, Jack.
Oh no.
The worst vehicle for me is the Tangle. I don't think a Tangle should be a vehicle, really. And unfortunately, he's just, for what he does, he's just too big. He's
right.
As a vehicle, he's such a target. And if he was just a guy like the Chovar, that's fine. Like, at least you can hide him somewhere and do his little psychic abilities. But as a giant vehicle with all these parts that stick up in the air and I just can't see use him in dead zone. I think he's too much of a target for what he can do. Like, that's all. And I remember Jack trying to use him, just trying to get him into places. He's just so big. He might be the biggest vehicle. Widest, at very least.
I don't think his maneuverability is pretty bad. I liked playing with him at Adepticon because his power, he does. He's a lot of show, not much power, you know, offensively or defensively, and he's an easy target. And teaching someone how to play the game and giving them that kind of like a, I don't know, Rob, yeah. I can't.
Yeah, and he's also 25 points, 3 VPs. So the VPs are pretty high for the size of him. His weapons are range 4, range 5, so you got to get pretty close, like for his psychic ability. So
he's got to move.
Yeah, he's 1-1. He moves 1-1. So. Yeah, it's size 4, so you can't even have anybody else in the square with him to protect him, even. Like, he can't even have meat shields. So, that's my choice. So, Coach, please, what do you got?
I actually have 2. If you want to, I've gone on a rant about these 2, and there's a reason why. So, my 2 are the Rumbler weapons platform and the Inferno Drill.
Yeah, for the same reason, right?
For the same reason is that. You know, you think about it. I agree with you with the Tangle, man. That was my second choice, but you think about it. All right. So the jet bikes, we talked about that. The jet bikes, shouldn't be in dead zone, you know, whatever, but now that they have the flight ability and also, which is pretty not good, is the, Asterion's Sky Razor for 20 points. The reason the Sky Razor is not good is it doesn't have a melee stat, which I do not understand that. I think that might have to be changed. I might have to make a phone call. But anyway, their melee stat is just non-existent. So they're not that good. And then also you think about the Brocker, you know, the Brocker bike, which is 23 points, 2 VPs, but he does have a fight stat. And he does have armor, so it's pretty good. You know, he's going to be around for a little while. Although I wouldn't take the Brocker biker. I'm just not too crazy about it. And it only moves at 1-4.
The Brocker bike was my runner-up because he was on par with the Razor and the jet bikes for the Enforcers. And then as soon as they gained flight...
Right. That just changed. Yeah. Changed the whole outlook of them.
The whole game's changed, and they went from being on par now to almost like that. They cost the same, but they're not nearly as versatile, not nearly as dangerous as their counterparts.
Right. Well, the reason I'm choosing the Rumbler and the Inferno Drill is because it's hard to get a shot with them. They got to go up a ramp to get to the next level. You got to move them around. The ranges are good, you know. I mean, the Wiener Cannon, you can take the Super Heavy Chem Spitter or the, you know, the Chem Spitter. The Heavy Chem Thrower. But it's like, you know, they don't have the mobility as the other guys. And then, you know, you think about the Marauder, that little gun track.
Yeah.
You're gonna put a mortar on it.
Yeah, and, you get indirect, yeah.
Right. So, you're going to tank them up somewhere, but you put the... You put the mortar on it and you go indirect. And even if you don't have line of sight, there's a really good chance you're going to hit. Or if it scatters, it might scatter somewhere better or good or bounce right back into the cube. So you got that randomness. I think with these guys, you can't get a shot. And I've taken them. I've even infiltrated them and everybody just gets out of the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, when you get the 7 on the recon, I don't like them. I don't like them in the game. I think they're cool. I love the way they look. And, I painted both of them. I love the way they paint. They just sit there.
Yeah.
And I never use them. So I'm really – the way I'm picking the worst is not the worst in general. The worst is the ones I just don't see playing. I don't play them. I don't use them. You know, and it's all our subjective opinions. But, like, these guys,
you
can't get a shot. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I know that's a real bugaboo for you, for those guys. All right.
Yeah,
I think came up with an idea when we first talked about them to be able to shoot through walls, especially for the laser one or for the mining one.
Right.
That would actually make them a little bit more useful and use like spotters or something to be able to aim. But
right. Yeah, you need an engineer or something in there to do it.
I think we did that. I think we used that in the Unearthed Arcana or Unearthed Intel book we made. I think those ideas got into that to modify them up.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's when they're so short and their ability is such line of sight, it's so hard for those guys.
Now, if they had flight, that'd be different, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, that doesn't make sense for those vehicles.
No, so it doesn't. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And now that you mentioned the gun track, I think that's – now I recognize what that little miniature vehicle Georgie was scooting around in there. That's, I don't know why it's candy apple red, but now I see it. It's a gun track.
Yeah, he took off the mortar on top, put a t-shirt cannon. So that's what confused you, I think.
Yeah,
I think so. I think I'm just I'm just glad that the audience appreciates a good Georgie t-shirt, as should anyone else.
Yes.
Wants to clothe their torso.
Yeah, you can go to cafepress.ca/deadzonethepodcast and get your own shirt with Georgie's beautiful face on it.
Yeah, and you know what Georgie says? It's spring break somewhere.
That's true. Yeah, that is one of the things he always says.
Yeah,
every time.
So, Georgie, is that true? Do you always say it's spring break somewhere?
Yeah, Rob, I was going to call you a whore, but you pushed the Georgie t-shirt. I do get a cut of that, right? Right, Rob? And the winner is the worst overall vehicle. It's those stuck-up Asterions. They think they're so smart. Yeah, well, I guess we'll have to go to a commercial. Yeah, those folks aren't taking this seriously. Yeah, what do I know?
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood plague lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone the podcast at deadzonegame.podbean.com, even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. With that gunfire, damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
Alright, next up is the Marks. Jack, what's your nominee for worst Mark?
Thank you, Georgie. Thank you. That is, I'm flattered. Personally, I am actually touched. Right back at you, buddy. Now, we're going to do for this category the worst merc. Now, I understand that that's going to be controversial because the mercs haven't been done yet. In fact, you can harken back almost 3 years when the Dead Zone podcast, the fine fellows on the Dead Zone podcast.
Hey, not that's us.
Yes, it's not award-winning, but it's still a fine radio program.
It's pretty good. It ain't Tim Building, but yeah.
No, it is not. But thankfully, there's no commercials. So, you know, if that's really going to stop you from enjoying.
Yeah, if you don't like commercials, you could just listen to that one because there is none.
I do like the commercials, though. I do.
What's that? They add a little something. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good.
Anyways, Jack, we interrupted your intro. What were you saying?
Well, now I will not continue under these circumstances. This is unnecessarily vexing. I will, under protest, continue.
Okay, so protest and continue.
Okay.
that was his protest. It was a silent protest. He's a peaceful guy. He just sat down on the stage for a few seconds.
I took a knee.
That's right. He took a knee.
I took a knee with one fist in the air, and then now I will continue. So this one's hard because we know they're broken. They've been broken for years. And I will say that Team Building Exercise Season 2, Episode 2, we did The Enforcers. And that was July 26th of last year.
He's getting some numbers out now.
Wow.
Our insider on the Council of Seven there, the be all end all that is the,
did we fire that guy?
Yeah, he was fired. Wasn't he gone?
Is
he gone?
Yes, he was. And I think a couple episodes later, the real coach came back, but, that coach had claimed that, and again, this is July of last year, that any second now, Sergeant Howlett was going to be done. Hmm. We're still waiting.
Are you needling coach right now?
And I'm not. I'm just saying that it's really hard to choose a worse when it has been so long since there's been everything else has been updated. Everything else, so like they're all kind of not right. So I'm just saying that.
Except for the new ones. The new ones are right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think the ones like the Shock Trooper and the Ogre Terminator and the Hund Rebel. Right. I think they're all right.
Yes,
playing on jet bike.
Yeah, those ones are fine. It's the originals that still have issues.
Yeah, and which is why I went with one of the originals to end my preface, my rant, if you will. I chose Freya.
Whoa!
Not because. I just think she's 16 points, but she's just milk toast. Nothing. There's no flair. There's no pizzazz. Now I understand. I'm not as enlightened as Coach, and I do take aesthetics and things like that, and I do judge on more than just the stat line. But even her stat line's not great. The models, meh. Everything about her is just. Nah, it's like a mayonnaise sandwich on white bread. So she doesn't even have, remember what she had a, version one, she had an agenda and she would just do what she wanted. And that was a little something. That was like putting a piece of parsley beside that mayonnaise sandwich. That's gone now. So that's my choice. So Rob, something tells me you're going to have a better choice, but I think I made a strong showing first out.
Well, I would say that you're wrong, because the word I use for this model is bland, and my choice was also Freya. Man, she is the blandest of bland. She does nothing. She is an engineer, fight five, shoot five, save four, bland. She might as well just be a normal dwarf. Like, why is she a named character? She has nothing that's different. Her weapon's not special. She has no armor. She moves 1-2. There's nothing that makes her different than a regular dwarf, other than she's worse. Like, I don't get it. Well, I do get it. It's not been fixed, but I still don't get it. So my message to the rules committee is, when you do fix these, give Freya something. Give her something that she could do. Maybe she can repair vehicles. Do something, because she is terrible. So Jack, me and you were copacetic here. We were on the same wavelength, exact same wavelength.
Yes, she's okay. Mashed potatoes without any butter.
Yep. Out of all of the mercs, it's pretty impressive that we got the same one. But Coach, what did you choose?
Freya.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did, but I'm going to pick the Chofar Psychic now.
Oh, just hate Chofar Psychic because of his looks.
Yeah, he's terrible.
You chose Freya too. Yeah, she is just bland, right?
What's the point?
Yeah.
You know?
Like you say, originally she had that own agenda, which changed things,
but even
that was terrible.
It was kind of terrible. It was stupid. You know,
like, why would you pick her? Like, why would you choose someone who isn't going to do what you tell her to do?
Yeah, you know, and that was the whole thing with when Wrath had own agenda also in version one. Now he has Rampage, so it makes a little it makes more sense in a way. But
and he goes crazy a lot. Like he's known for going nuts.
Yeah, I mean, just I don't know the Chovar psych. I mean, I'm not big on it. I just. It's not even the way it looks. It just, you know, I mean, Freya is definitely the worst, but he's number two.
Jack, did you have a number two? I didn't really have a number two because I hated Freya so much.
Yeah.
Like I looked over again. The Hund, the Ogre, they're good, but they're the new wave. And you look back at the old ones, and you can't really judge because. No, Freya stood out very, very much in my mind, but to choose another one really wasn't worth my time considering how busted they are. And any second now, hopefully if mercs remain in the game.
Any second now.
If they decide that they're in the game as mercs in the capacity they are, rather than just folding them into different factions – for whatever reason, if they feel that they need mercs in the game, hopefully it happens before the next book that comes out, which we've heard tentatively might be this summer.
No, it's definitely this summer.
Yeah, that's been announced by Mantic now. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was mercs. I think that was our first unanimous one. I'm pretty proud of that one.
Yeah, definitely.
And then the next, Georgie, please tell us what the next one is. We're getting near the end here. I can feel the... end coming. The end times are here.
That's what your sandwich board says as you scream at the street off the street corners at passersby.
It is. You've seen me.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You've thrown change pants at me.
But you say recommend pants next time. But yeah,
yeah. That's what the sandwich board's for.
Doesn't it say that the end is nigh?
No, I couldn't spell nigh, so I didn't. Georgie, please get us out of this.
Get us out of here, dude.
Yeah, I hang with Blaine and his crew all the time. We pop dumb and make fun of the plebs. It was hard to open. The worst mark is Nastanza. She actually had the gall to say no to me. Me! This brings us to the worst elite list. Jack, I know you got my back.
And here we are. We're getting to the end. We're going to be wrapping it up. But before we do, the worst elite list now this season on tier bringing extra. We've been working on the elite lists. So Now, it's all fresh in our minds. We should be able to choose the worst. And I think I have. It has been broached earlier. Always wise, always sagely coach had mentioned Chief Mumalunka. And I'm Marauders, the Marauders Elite List. I hated making the list.
That list, that was a chore, that one.
I think all three of us basically – see, the problem is, for those of you who haven't gone back and listened to our back catalog or haven't listened to the – or don't know the Elite Lists.
And if this is your first show, I suggest you stop listening because the show is never like this. This is our special episode here.
This is the hate-filled episode.
I suggest you keep listening because this is the best episode we've ever done. And just stop. Don't listen to anything else we do. Just know that you've pinnacle. You've heard it.
Just know so you know.
And just take. I'm in my tuxedo right now. Just feast your eyes on this. It's tailored properly. It's got
maybe, but maybe you should have spring for the extra money and got the pants.
Callback.
That's why I'm behind the podium. That's why you see the podium just leaning towards the audience slowly, more slowly, slowly.
It's actually lifting off the ground, Jack. How are you doing that?
Hey. Oh.
Hey. Whoa.
Anyways, yeah, the Marauders Elite List.
Oh, are we still doing this? Are we?
You said it, and we do it.
Yeah, I guess so. It boils down to it, to distill it down. The commandos that are supposed to be specialists become troops, and they're the only thing you can take. And the troops and the specialists are the same. It is a list that is so lacking in diversity, so lacking in anything other than just its bare bones. The leader is a competent leader. It's the list that fails there. So that is why I chose that. And hopefully, Rob, you chose something else, because this is the category I thought there would be an avalanche of agreement on. So please.
Well, there isn't much choice because that list is horrible. Marauder's Elite List I chose also. Mumalunka is fine. His special ability is +1/+1 to move. It's not great, but it's fine. But it's the fact that there's commandos and commando specialists, same thing. So why bother having a list? So we really have three choices in this whole list. Commando specialist, skyscraper, and goblin sniper. That's it. Like that's compared to all the rest of the lists, it's amazing that this one got through with that original, I can't even blame Coach for this one because he wasn't on the rules committee for this one.
But, hey.
It's just terrible. Like, it was such a pain to make. It hurt my brain. And it's first of all, it's Marauders. And second of all, it's just a terrible list. So.
Right. Yeah.
Coach, I assume you're agreeing with us. Is there any other one that you hate more?
Well, honestly, let me preface this by, if you go to Nexus Psi, right, which I really liked, you know, I thought it was a good thing. And you scroll through it. And I mean, I scroll through it. I have the PDF. And as I go through it, you know, new rules. Oh, look, the GR90 model Strider, the aggressor, you know, the aggressor with the shield and the thing and the grav spear. Oh, look at this, new models and new rules, specialists, murder birds and bursters, you know, and those are awesome. And then you go to the two lists and you can't take them.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Which, you know, what?
Yeah, so, that is.
Now on the other side, I'm saying that's more of a disappointment. But I do agree with you that the Marauder list was terrible.
Yeah, at least you could take those guys on a normal list and it'd be fine. It's just
yes,
the fact that the Marauder's list is just so limited.
It just, you know, I mean, you know, what do we say? He was a good leader in a bad list. Is that what we say?
He's not even that good of a leader. I think he's an all right model, but he's all right. Yeah, he was a good leader of the bad list. I think that is the best way to say it.
Yeah. I mean, you can only take three things.
Yeah, he's so bad that Coach had to make a Georgie list to make up for an elite Georgie list.
Yes. Yes.
So the Marauders had something.
And there will be some updates coming to that soon. So. Stay tuned.
So, yes, I think that was easy. And since we've talked about that so quick, well, before Georgie can jump in, because I can see him turning red over there. I didn't think it was possible, but he seems to be mad.
I don't know. I don't know, Rob. I think he's getting mad, but I think the blow would be lessened for the simple fact that, well, yeah, you know, my elite list is better. You know, he's going to do some garbage like
that's
that.
That's true.
You know, but, I think the blow is going to be not too bad.
Yeah, at least my list is good. As long as you don't choose Marauders as the worst, I'll forgive you.
We should just roll right into the worst faction, though. I think let's just go for it.
Okay.
So, okay. Jack, tell us, what's your worst faction? Let's wrap this thing up. This is the last award of the night.
Yes, yes. So I will just say Marauders and Rob, you.
Oh, Marauders. Yeah, definitely Marauders. Worst faction, easy.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about stats. I don't care about the stats. I don't look at the stats. I'm talking, you know, time's up on them getting away with being the cartoonish buffoons that they are. The whole line of models, except for the goblins.
Hulks.
Needs to be, oh, the Hulks. Yeah, yeah. And an ogre. But any of the base orcs, they need to be scrubbed from the Mantic universe in general. I think the only
Mobbies
to save them would be to, oh, and mob beasts too.
Yeah, maybe it's just orcs. It's just orcs that need to be scrubbed from the world. The rest of them are fine.
Stunbots.
Yeah, there's goblins in them. Like anything, but it's just the orcs. And the orcs make up most of all the leaders are orcs now, except for the elite list, obviously, with Georgie. But yeah, orcs are terrible.
And the stunt bot. That's like saying, and unicorns. Like, have you ever seen a stunt
bot? That's true. Yeah.
They don't exist. It might as well just say, like, the gun track. You know, when was. They don't exist. It's
Coach, do you have a gun track?
Yeah, I have two.
Do you have a stunt bot, though?
No.
No. Yeah. Nobody has stunt bots. The only person I know has a stunt bot is Community Pat, and he's like five of them.
I know E-Rock has it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So, Coach, are you going to change from that, or are you going to jump on the Marauders thing? Oh, Georgie, no, get back, Georgie. Coach still has to talk.
Yeah, yeah, Georgie. Not, you know, we've reestablished our establishment here, so get back, Georgie.
But he's wielding a pimp cup. Like, at least that, you know, that itself is worth noting.
Yeah. I went at it. You know, you guys went once again shallow as all hell. You know, looking on the surface, not looking past the looks, you know, like I do. My thing is what factions do I not want to play? And, you know, I would have went with Asterians, but with the new stuff that comes out and the new stuff that's coming out and the, you know, I'm thinking when we go to Adepticon, I might pick up two starter boxes for Asterians to start playing them. Because for some reason, I'm thinking they could be okay. The ones I really don't want to play, there's actually two. I don't, you know, gun to the head. If, you know, what's your worst factions? It definitely would be the Marauders because I don't find them fun for myself, but also the GCD PDS. I don't see myself playing them. I just don't, you know, I'm painting them up now with my Star Saga because I basically have a whole faction of them, but I gravitate towards the other stuff other than the those two, you know, the Marauders and the Marauders are the ones I didn't paint yet.
Yeah, those GCPS, neither Jack and I have played them yet, so yeah, we can't speak of them too much. But
I mean, I played them. I play tested them because when Arthur was writing the rules for them and whatnot, I had to play test them, so I did a bunch of games with them. And, you know.
Yeah, we play tested them too. We were using
yeah, I think that was pretty early on
proxies and stuff. But
yeah,
but even the models, I've painted some, and they don't inspire me. They're not my thing. I can see why people would, but they're not for me.
Those models nearly burned me out of painting because I painted a batch, painted the whole thing, and I swear to God, I didn't paint for like 3 months after that. It just burned me out.
Me too. You know, I was the same thing over and over and over again. I'm going through that now. I have 80 stalkers and crawlers looking at me. Yeah, you know what it is? I think for me, the GCPDS is very human, and I want to play a sci-fi game. So, you know, you're going to say, well, you love the Enforcers, but they're like a level above. They're almost like the Titans.
Yeah.
You know, they're you know, genetically modified to be superior, and they do certain things. I just like those two. I don't play. I'll play them for the hell of it, but not first choice.
Yeah. Jack, I was going to ask you. Oh, George is coming on. Yeah.
What? I'm losing it. Marauders, worst, come on. I'm out of here.
Well, I guess it's up to us to finish the show since Georgie left. I heard this gun track drive off. There was a lot of swearing. I couldn't believe he's not known for it, but I think he went to go. He had a bottle of Dom in one hand and a girl in the other. It was, I don't know what he's mad, but I think he's still going to party.
You know, it's pretty funny that the Hulk picks him up and carries him like a baby off into the sunset. So I thought that was kind of cool. And then he's got that as a horn.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. I'll tell you what, though. Georgie's all right, man. Lately, he's been all right, you know? He knows his place back again. That's what's good, you know, as far as I'm concerned. Because that wasn't going to last too long. It didn't last too much past that podcast.
I just think that, you know, he's coming of age, his growing spurt, you know, sometimes a little rebellion. That's just natural in a young goblin's life. When he gets a little hair on his shame places, he's got to lash out a little bit.
Duke. Jack, I don't know, but dude, Jack, I mean, the goblins seem pretty hairless, like monkeys, like a hairless monkey.
I don't know. I've never seen a goblin disrobed, to be honest.
I think out of all of us, you probably have the best chance of that.
I don't know.
I think it's best not to think about it. So I think it was a good show. We had to do something different than last year because we already did the best of. So this is the worst of list. If anybody has any suggestions, comment below either on the Family Gamer 777 YouTube post for this show or on the Dead Zone game.podbean.com post. Although we don't really see those because they don't give you any notification. So it's best to do it on the Facebooks.
The Podbean is terrible because like. I just answered one for the third sphere that like was on show two, yeah. Which is a year ago. And I was like, I felt so bad. He's like, hey coach, I have a question. And he asked me a question. I'm like, I vehemently apologize. I just, you know, it's
it
terrible.
Doesn't tell you. Yeah. Like why wouldn't it give you a notification when there's a message?
You know what? You like, I have a like Groupon can pop up on your phone to tell you that, you know, peas are 29 cents off at the store printed up now. But Podbean can't send you a message? I mean, that's – you know what I'm talking about, right, Jack?
Well, the thing is you're paying for hosting costs already. It's if you know, other platforms can somehow get a server that can shoot you off an email that for free, you're paying. Like thanks to our Patreon backers on the Dead Zone podcast, the Top Hats and Monocles Club, you are all special.
It's sad that you guys are, you know, dancing for shekels here. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Or you can post on the there'll be posts on Facebook too. We'll see them on Facebook most likely. So if you happen to be on the Facebook, you can respond on there. But do put your lists in. We'd like to see what other people think. That's where I was going with this. I don't think I actually got that out before we started making fun of everything.
And you know what's funny though? It's not easy to do this. It was easier last year than it was to pick the worst.
Yeah, I think it was much easier to pick the best than it was the worst. Yeah,
I was agonizing over a few of them. I was agonizing over like this one's bad, not as bad as this one. That's why like with the gun, the last one, the vehicles, I had to pick two. I could not pick one. They were just equally as terrible.
You know? You get accustomed to trying to choose the best. You hear other people's rationale. Well, we were choosing the best. That gets the mindset.
Yeah.
And you go, Now I got to scour and look for something that no one talks about.
Right. Yeah. But this will be a good discussion of what people think aren't good.
Yeah. That's good. Good research for the rules committee too.
Yeah. And also it could be, well, why do you say that's the worst? Because it's not good. I use it all the time and I've never lost a game since, 1934, you know, that type of
thing. But if anybody says about the Survey Drone, I will block you.
Okay.
Anyways, so next month there will be no team building exercise because it is Adeptcon. We'll be there. Hopefully anybody listening in the area will be there also.
Mm-hmm.
Come say hi, come visit, come listen to all our Adepta prep shows that we've been doing. I'm sure we'll get another live show in before Adeptcon, right before we like to do that just to get the State of the Union right before we head out.
Yeah, right. So hopefully it won't be 4 hours this time, but yeah.
So what Rob's saying is come often, come hard, and come with reckless abandon to listen to us.
And to come see us live.
And to come see us live. So a lot of coming.
It's that kind of show.
I just got back, guys. What were you talking about? What were you saying?
And at Depticon, we do want to play lots of games with people. So if you do see us, come up to us. We'll all be having our sweatshirts on or our shirts with Dead Zone the podcast. And if not, you can probably find us in, I think we're in Utopia again this year, upstairs. We're taking over the whole room. Well, probably not the whole room, but we're taking over a lot of that room. And we'll also be at the Mantic booth a lot. I'm sure you can find us there too.
Yeah, we're taking over a section this year, man. None of that BS. We're going to be playing some Firefight, some Dead Zone. You just come up and hang out with us. We'll be there most of the time having a good time. And then if not, we'll be in the vendor hall and they're going to make fun of me that I know everybody.
And also, if anybody knows how to play Dreadball, come teach Jack and I, because we have to play. So,
Oh yeah, you guys need a crash course for that special thing.
Anyways, it is going to be after that in April. We are going to do the Georgie list.
What?
Season 3 starts off with a bang. We're going to do Georgie. Oh, that didn't come out right.
Yeah, there's a lot of non sequiturs here. But yeah. Anyway. What's season 3? I mean, we're kicking it off with Georgie. I mean, as well we should. But what's the plan for season 3? Because I did not sign the contract yet.
That's the question. Like, season 3 should be interesting. There is a lot of lists that we have to go over still. Things such as, Martian elites. We promised to get back to those Martians eventually.
Mm-hmm.
There's also certain secret lists coming out. We didn't do new Asterians. We never did that list.
Right.
So we've got quite a few lists here that we might be able to fill up a season. And hopefully the Rules Committee starts putting more out.
Well, after July. Well, you know what it is? It's all coming out in the book.
Yeah.
It's
after July we'll have a lot more. So we'll have to fill it in with things like the Asterians and the Martians early on, just so we can get through to July so we can get the real stuff out.
And we hit the Nameless.
Yes.
That'll be out, you know, and then – there's going to be a lot of updates to factions. There's going to be some new leaders, some new, you know, there's going to be a lot of really cool stuff, you know.
Yeah, and a lot more to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, right now it's in the works. We still don't know exactly what's going to be in the book, but because it all comes down to what could fit in the book. That's the crazy part, you know. So it's like, all right, we wrote 400 pages. Great. It's 80, you know. Yeah. So they have to figure it out and, you know, we have to abide by the laws of the printer.
Yeah. Also, eventually, it might be season 4, but eventually people do want us to go back to the original lists and see how those went and change those up. So, because things have changed a lot since we originally did those. So that should be interesting too.
Yeah, that's cool. The FAQ and whatnot.
So needless to say, the award-winning team building exercise is not going to be going away anytime soon. So don't you fret, loyal listeners.
And you said season 4. Jeez, you're already, man, we're planning ahead, huh?
I gotta plan ahead. That's my job. It's my only job. You had one job.
You had one job. You have one job. And you blew it.
Well, on that, thank you for another season. I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach. Drop the mic.
We outie. Jack, you don't want to say any catchphrase?
Oh, faux shizzle, my nizzles.